This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Staying on Course, was delivered on September 19th, 2021. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Held them accountable before Father God, and we just give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' holy, mighty name we pray. And all God's people say,
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Walt and Vivian. Great job. Good job on the singing, too. And the worship team always does a fantastic job. Amen. Whew. It is starting to cool off. You notice that? Doesn't it feel good? Well, not during the day, but in the night, in the morning hours, I noticed it was getting a lot cooler, which is like, wow. Thank you, Jesus. I would like to welcome Pastor Sheldon. He is our State of Hawaii District Supervisor. So he's in charge of like 50-something churches. I don't know how he does it, and his hair is still black. He must put all of his faith in God and not worry. We continue to lift you up in prayer, because that's a tough job, especially when you got pastors like me, and you got to like, hey. But thank you for joining us. You know, you just want to just raise the nervous level a little bit. You know, it's always, you know, when your boss shows up, like, oh, seriously. But thank you for joining us. It's a great day. It's good to be here. You know, this is like, from last week Sunday to here, I think this is my fourth time speaking here, because I got to do chapel twice this week, and it was just so much fun speaking to junior high school, and then third, fourth, and fifth graders. And I tell you what, I really like the third, fourth, and fifth graders much better. they're so much more fun and so lovable. Well, I'd like to welcome you this morning, and we're going to talk about, you know, staying on course this morning. How many of you are just so tired of this pandemic, man? I am just so over it. You know, I really want to go back to food after church, potluck food after church. Man, we had some great food and great desserts. I want to go back to hugging each and every one of you freely without spreading germs. You know, I miss all those things. I am a people person. You know, I'm over this. I'm so tired of this. And pretty much that's all you hear on the news. And it's like the infections, the death, and the hospitalizations, and the running out of space. And man, that kind of stuff can really, really wear you down. Not only the COVID thing, but the wars, the division in our country. You know, back when last week, when we remembered the 20th anniversary of September 11th, you know, you remember that attack. I remember exactly where I was, what I was doing, when someone in our church called me and told me we're under attack, turned on the TV, and I was like, I couldn't believe it. And I remember after that, man, our churches was full the next week. And this country became united. We wasn't black or white. We wasn't Democrats or Republicans. But we were united as the United States of America. And we fought back. We fought back against Al-Qaeda, who I believe Satan used to attack us. So I think Satan was like, oh, man, that plan didn't work. Because now look what, they're united. Like, oh, so I think he, for the last 20 years, he went back to the drawing board. And he kind of devised a new plan, new tactics. And if you know his mission statement, kill, steal, and destroy, you know, it seems to be working, because now he got this COVID thing, and then he got us divided about, he's making us be split between vaccinated and unvaccinated, which seems to be working with the main purpose of to split us up, to get us off course, to distract us so that he can conquer us, he can separate us, he can divide us, then he can kill us. I mean, this fighting can get tiring. This battle that we're in, it can get like, oh, I'm so tired of what's going on. But in 2 Thessalonians, and if you have your Bible, you might want to turn there. It's in the T's with the Timothy's and the Thessalonians, and it's with all the T's in there. 2 Thessalonians 3:13. But as for you, you, but when I say you, I got three pointing back at me. So as for maybe us, as for you, brethren, brothers and sisters, do not grow weary of doing good. I mean, you know, you do good, and nobody thanks you. Sometimes it can get tiring, yeah? It says, do not get tired of doing good. You know, we cannot give up this fight. We gotta band together and keep fighting. You know, have you ever rented a rental car and you went into a city that you don't know, east from west, north from south, and when you go ask for directions, oh, head south, it's like, you know, when you go through California, I don't know which way is north or south or east or west, but you go, and now there's this GPS thing, and then you have maps on your iPad or on your phone, and you punch in an address, and voila, a voice comes out. A voice. Even when I get text messages on my phone, my radio goes off, and it goes bing, and if I press the button, this lady's voice comes out and reads the text to me. And when it's a guy, and the lady's voice comes out, you kind of laugh. It's like, oh, wait a minute. What happened to your voice? So this voice tells us where to turn left or right. Or he tells us to go straight, or your turn is coming in 500 feet, 300 feet, 200 feet, 100 feet, turn right now. Wow, and that voice is like the Bible. You know, we get our instructions from reading God's Word. And this voice even warns us of upcoming traffic. How many of you on Friday got stuck going to town who live out here? I had to take Janiah to school because James went to work really early because, you know, he had to go from early. So James dropped her off at my office. So I went from Shipman to Keao High School, and then I got stuck. And I was thinking like, oh, James, you owe me for this one, man. You owe me. I mean, 10 sausages, bags of smoked meat. And if I just knew, I could have GPS and would have had the all red, but it wouldn't have rerouted me because you know there's only one way, right? Unless I went up Mountain View. But, you know, this voice even warns us of things coming. And the Bible is the same way. You know, it warns of things coming, and we get to use that to help keep us on course. In Jeremiah 14, Jeremiah is in the Old Testament, thus says the Lord to his people, even so, they have loved to wander, and they have not kept their feet in check. Therefore, the Lord does not accept it. Now he will remember their iniquity and call their sins to account. So God here, he sends a drought to Judah and refuses to answer their prayers for rain. This drought was the consequences of them wandering away from God and refusing to listen. Sometimes we wander. We wander, and we wonder why, what's happened, why all this stuff is happening to us. Maybe you can get off track so easily. You can get off course so easily. And all it is just a little bit. If you're 1 degree off down here, I mean, anybody lay tile, and you're like 1/16 off down here at the beginning. And when you come to the end of your run, you're like half inch off. And it's like, what happened? That little bit adds up along the way. And when you get to the end, oh, you're messed up. And by the time you get to the end, let me tell you, the glue is dry. I've done that, been there. Take it all off and learn from experience, they say you start in the middle and you work your way out. Stay straight, stay square, stay on track, stay on course. That way, when you come to the end, you're good. Yeah. So here is the question I want to ask you. How do you know? How do I know when I'm off course? You know, there's a lot of ways to figure that out. You know, last month, my wife, she had some problems with her car. And the car is not old. And the shop said it's going to cost $500. And I thought to myself, $500? I was like, wow. I thought, well, I don't drive that car. No, just kidding. this is my first thought. Okay. Did I miss a tithe somewhere? Because God's word in Malachi promises that if I give my first fruits, my 10%, that he promises in Malachi 3 that he will rebuke the devourer. And here, the devourer, the devil, was trying to devour $500 from me. So I asked God, God, man, did I miss something? Did I miss a tithe somewhere along the line? Am I robbing you? Because that is the last thing I want to do. So I was thinking, did I miss a turn somewhere? Did I miss a tithe? And I was like, thinking like, man, I was thinking like, no, I gave when I got that honorarium. And I was thinking, did I miss something? So that Saturday came, she took her car into the shop, and when it was all done, they said, oh, it was covered under the extended warranty you purchased. She called me up and said, oh, it's covered. You only had to pay the $100 deductible, which is like way better than $500. And so I was thinking, did I miss something? And it comes to realize that, you know, when I thought I was straying, I just needed to be patient and wait for God to work. How many of you get like, oh, I should have just, I just. So it's a good thing I didn't take out $500 and give it to her. Man, she would have come home with all new clothes and bags, and I went to Ross. Yeah, I waited. You know, you'll know when you're off course. You know, I believe in your heart that if you're going along and you stray a little bit, I think you will know. I think there will be something in your heart that tells you you're off course. It's like, anybody drove a car that's out of alignment? Yeah, and you gotta fight the wheel to the left or to the right. It just pulls. It's not fun. You cannot let go your steering wheel and go straight. You let go your steering wheel and you turn left or you turn right. And I think we would know because it feels like that when we're off course. It feels like you're out of alignment. You probably feel like you're just not at peace with God, or your life, the fruit of the Spirit is not flowing from you. You snap and you get angry fast, or you envious, or you just, I believe in my heart, you would know. If you are reading God's word daily, you will truly know if something is out of whack. 2 Thessalonians 3:16 said, now may the Lord of peace himself continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you also. If you are out of alignment, you not have this peace, something would be telling you or making you feel something is wrong. Now, if you are lacking peace, maybe there might be some sin in your life or something that you need to take care of. You know, when God tells me to speak to someone about something and I don't want to, I have a lack of peace, and I need to take care of things quickly so that it doesn't linger on and fester. So when we're out of, we're off course, and we don't know what to do, you know, how do you find your way back? In Lamentations, this was a book that was written because Jeremiah was so sad at Judah being taken captive. In Lamentations 3:40, it says, "Let us examine and probe our ways, and let us return to the Lord." Judah was being disciplined by the Lord for sin. The whole nation was taken, and they examined their ways, and they realized what was going on, and they made their way back to God. You know, when you and I get off course, I believe God would let you know. It might start with a whisper. It's like, come back, come back, come back to the fellowship. Open your Bible and read. I have a message for you. It might start as a whisper. And sometimes, how many of you, when you whisper to your kids, they don't listen. You got to really raise your voice, throw something on the ground, throw something, and then they're like, oh, dad is mad, I better listen. Right? Because the whisper, the nicely asking, can you please come back? Or can you please wash the dishes? Doesn't work. Sometimes I tell, why do I got to raise my voice for you to listen? And sometimes when God whispers at us and we don't listen, hang on, because it might be painful. Yeah, it might be painful. How many of you came to God because of pain? Yeah, most of us, because life got hard and painful because of disobedience. And then it's like, why enough? I cannot do this. I need God. Psalms 139:23, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. Here we read the Psalm of David. And, you know, he really did not like those people who hated God. You know, those who hated God, he hated. Which God, you know, instructs us that we love everybody. He prayed this prayer. And he wanted to step aside and let God search him and figure out what was going on. And David prays that he would search and reveal things to him, reveal motives, point out the wrong that I'm doing. And sometimes, man, we should be thinking about, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. And he knows what's going on. And that's why a few months ago, Jennifer gave me a sticker that says, pray first. And I stick it in my car. Because before I get behind the wheel, I need to pray first, or else I'll be cussing at every other driver down the road who's speeding and driving and running through red lights. Psalms 37:23. The steps of a man are established by the Lord, and he delights in his way. When he falls, he will not be hurled headlong, because the Lord is the one who holds his hand. Okay? So when we delight in the Lord, and when we follow God, when we trust God, and we try to do his will, God watches over us. He makes firm our steps. If you would like to have God direct your steps, then we need to seek his advice before we step. And this is how we find our way back. We seek God. We ask for him before we do stuff, before we write that $50,000 check to buy that new Toyota. Maybe we gotta go and downgrade and buy something used. But we gotta seek God in everything that we do. And let God direct our steps. So here's the thing. Now once we find our way back, We got to stay on track. And this is what the illustration that God gave me. I get to go to the doctor every 6 months or so, sometimes less, to get a checkup. But before I go to the doctor, I got to do labs. How many of you got to give blood so that they can kind of like check, see what's going on? I need to do my labs so that they can analyze my blood to see if I am actually taking my medication. Because sometimes like, oh, I forgot ass. Okay, oh, I forgot another day ass. You know when you get old? Yeah, yeah, old people laughing. You got to get the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a.m., p.m., or morning, noon, and evening, and you got to put your pills in there. Because like, oh, I forget. Mine just ran out, so I got to refill them. You know, I go and I do my labs, and they check if the medication is affecting my liver, my kidneys. They check to see my cholesterol level. They check to see my sugar level, which is most of the time, it's kind of a little bit on the high side. But whose fault is that? Who gives me the cookies and who gives me the donuts? Raise your hand, because you know that's all of you. And being the nice guy that I am, I cannot say no and hurt your feelings. So that when I go to the doctor, they try to keep my health on the right track. You know, I never liked going to the doctor because I hardly ever. How many of you go to the doctor and they give you good news? One. Whoa. You know, they never tell me, oh, Scott, you're finally the right weight for your height. It's never like that. I gotta be 6 feet tall for my weight. And I never liked it. But because I have a responsibility to this fellowship and my family, I gotta try to do my best to make sure my health is kind of like on track. It's not quite where it should be, but I'm working on it. I got a bicycle, I put it in my office, so during the day when I need to take a break, I ride down the hill, but I gotta ride back up the hill to get some exercise. But one thing I just need, I need that procrastination pill Walt was talking about the other week. The one that he was going to take, but he's going to take it tomorrow. I need that pill because I got to take it and I got to start writing every day. You know, when you want to stay on track, you know, visiting church once a week is a good start. Reading and understanding your Bible is a great way to stay on track. Fellowship is another way to keep you headed in the right direction. Because if we do none of these things, it's going to come one day, when you might be surprised. You know, like when I did my colonoscopy last year, I was 5 years late. Really, I was 5 years late. I kept putting it off. Canceled my appointment. Missed my appointment. Rescheduled. COVID came. You know, I kept putting it off. And finally, when I went, surprise! And I said, what, God, me? I got cancer? Are you seriously? How can that be? No way! Not me! Why? Because my health, I missed the appointments, and I went, man, I tell you what, if I went 5 years early when I was supposed to go, maybe I wouldn't have to have gone through this. But you know what? God used it to open my eyes, to rearrange my priorities, and get me back on track. And I'm still here. So, you know, God wasn't finished with me yet. Because when the doctor told me that, the first thing was worry, the second thing was, oh, heaven. Okay. And then the granddaughter came and was like, oh, not yet, not yet, not yet. Staying on course can be as simple as reading God's word every day and getting an understanding of what he's trying to tell you. And not just leaving it there, but taking that message from your head down to your heart and applying it into your life. Hallelujah. You know, we had just the worst 2 years. It was COVID, and then it came back. For me, it was COVID, skin cancer, colon cancer, COVID again. And I was like, oh, seriously, you know, and through all that the devil meant for harm, and God just turns it around, brings me closer to him, helps me to think about ways that we can really stay connected, get the word out. So we just discovered, how many of you are part of Right Now Media? And Right Now Media is just an incredible resource. It has Bible studies that you cannot even imagine on every topic, every book of the Bible. So on Right Now Media, we can do Bible studies virtually. And I'm planning on starting one, maybe not this Monday, but next week Monday. And if you are interested and you want to get connected, on that Tear Off tab, just write, I want Right Now Media, put your email address and please write legibly. Right? Don't write like James. Sometimes he does his devotion in the morning and he's reading it back to us and it's like, oh gosh, what is this word? And I just make fun of him because he's so lovable. And write legibly so I can get, and then I'll send you an invitation. And you follow all the prompts, and that we can get connected. And we can even connect to people on Facebook who's not a part of this church. Right Now Media has opened it up to them through our church. And I plan to do a study on James starting next week, Monday, a Bible study that Francis Chan put on. And there's so much we can do. And we can play that video. We can connect all of you to the fellowship. All this just to keep us on track, on course, so that, you know, 5, 10, 30, 40 years from now, when we come to the end, you're not surprised, like, whoa, how did I get up way off course? When you get to heaven, you can hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. And that's what we want to do, and that's what all this COVID and everything, it taught us to use technology to continue, like we do Facebook Live, to reach more people. We're not going to let Satan, the kill, steal, and destroy guy, get to us. We're going to continue to do good, continue to get the word of God out there. No matter how hard it is, and how disheartening and frustrating it can be, we just cannot give up. And the enemy will keep coming. The closer it is to his time, the closer it is to Jesus' return, the fiercer his attack is going to be. And we, the church, we want to just equip you so that when the enemy comes, you know. And you kick him in the butt and send him where he belongs. Amen? Okay, I'm going to ask the worship team to come up, and I'm going to ask you may close your Bibles, put away your notes, and I'm going to ask you to pray with me. For those of you here, maybe those of you online, maybe some of you have never had the chance to ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. Jesus is the one who will fight with you. He will fight for you. And maybe you're at the end of your rope and you need hope. I mean, Jesus is the answer. He's the cure. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And if you need to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes and pray this prayer with me. It goes like this. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins. And I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. We receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, would you hold up a hand? Anybody out there? God bless you over there. Anybody else? God bless you back there. Anybody else? You may put your hands down. Lord, you have heard the prayers. Thank you, Jesus. They need hope. They need you. And they said yes this morning. So I pray, Lord, that you would love them and that you would use this fellowship to help grow them, strengthen them, give them hope of a bright future with you. So we thank you for those who said yes. Lord, help us to stay on course. Help us to follow you the best way we know how. And use this fellowship to help. We thank you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Give the Lord thanks. Thank you, Lord. Hey, if you said yes today or the prior weeks, there is a booklet on the greeting table. It's a yes booklet. It's printed by our Foursquare Missions Press. It's a free gift. Please, please, just go ahead and grab one. If you need a Bible, let us know. We have Bibles for you. If you need prayer, fill off that tab and drop it in the acrylic box at the coffee table. And if you want us to pray in person, then just come see one of us after service. All right. Would you stand and join us as we send you out with a word of worship and some song? Take it away, worship team.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii, and on Facebook Live starting at 8:45 a.m. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. During this phase of the COVID pandemic, we are recommending that people meet online to avoid potential virus spread. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.